Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In every situation in life, there's a right word. As the writer of the Proverbs said, it's like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. It's the right word for the right time. It's the right thought for that situation. You can only get it from Him. But He gives His wisdom freely to anybody that asks. He won't upbraid you for being dumb. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Go with me to 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, please. 1 Corinthians 3. The same way we get born again is the way all of God's things work in our life. We were born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Said out loud, God's Word is seed. Now here, this passage tells us what we are relative to that seed. 1 Corinthians, the third chapter and the first verse. 1 Corinthians 3:1. He said, I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Now, like I said, other translations, instead of saying carnal, they say fleshly. Fleshly. Spirit and flesh is what he's talking about. As unto babes in Christ. Keep going. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you're not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. Let's just stop here. You have to grow in order for the Lord to even talk to you about some things. Because you wouldn't understand them. When he says, my little children, it's not a figure of speech. Compared to him, the oldest and wisest among us is like a little child understanding. There's been times in my life I'd see something in the Word that I didn't understand. And here, let me encourage you to do this. I'd just stop and say, Lord, I don't understand this. I'm asking you. Give me understanding of this. Show me what this means. Show me how this applies. And I remember one thing I asked him about that. And 10 years later, he brought it up to me. And it was like I had asked him that morning. Because I guess to him, what would 10 years be? You know? And it was like he answered me like I had asked him that morning, that he's going to begin to show me that. And he's begun to show me. I saw why he had to wait 10 years to tell me. I wouldn't have even known what he was talking about 10 years before. How many know a 3-year-old can ask you questions? You can't really answer them. You could tell them, but they wouldn't know what you're talking about. They wouldn't understand. And that's what he's saying here. He said, Paul said, I would have ministered, you know, other things to you. You weren't able to. And he said, now you're not able either. You're still not able. We can't even talk about these things. For you are yet carnal. You're still fleshly. For where is there's among you envying and strife and divisions? Are you not carnal and walk as men? These are the telltale signs of being babies and being carnal instead of being spiritual. Envy, strife, and division. When you can't get along with folks, you're not spiritual. Envy, when other people get blessed and you ain't happy, they get what you wanted, and you go cry, you're a carnal baby. And really need to grow up. divisions, when you break off into camps and cliques in groups, shows you're unspiritual and a baby. Not my thought. Right here. He said, you are still carnal. How do I know? For. Verse 3. For there is envying among you and strife and division. We've been commanded to walk in love. Amen. Haven't we? Yes. Spiritual people do. We've been commanded to love. Well, love, if I want something and you get it before me, love's going to be happy for you. Yes. If I care about you, right?
Yes, sir.
That's going to do away with envy. Yes. Love values what love values. I'm talking about capital L. If you love God, you love what He loves.
Yeah.
And He loves His people. Yes. All His people. Yes. Not just your little group. Right? If you don't love His other kids, you're still carnal and short-sighted. And
yeah.
Does anybody want to grow up? And
yes.
Yeah. Verse 4. While one says, I'm of Paul, another says, I'm of Apollos, are you not carnal? I'm Baptist. I'm Word of Faith. I'm this, I'm that. Well, maybe that's how you grew up, but don't define. You know, the Lord says something to me about racism, and it applies to this. It's an answer. I know it's an answer, but I don't know how widely accepted it'll be. I stopped using the terms black and white. Black and white doesn't refer to color. I'm not white. I'm reddish beige. If you're dark skinned, you're not black. You're mocha. Right?
That's right.
Black and white are not colors. They're categories. And they don't come from God. They're man-made categories. How light can your skin be till you're no longer black? How dark can your skin be till you're no longer white? See, this ain't right. Skin tone, complexion doesn't make you any different. Come on, y'all with me?
Amen.
Than anybody else. So I've stopped using the terms, black and white. We got dark-complected people.
That's right.
Light-complected people. And then that doesn't mean it's like having light hair, dark hair. No difference. Well, you got to watch about categorizing Christians, right? Just because you grew up in one camp, there's a great big body of Christ. And if you're born again, you're born again. If we're all born again, we got the same Father.
Amen.
And we got the same big brother, Jesus. And when you get to heaven, they're not going to ask you for your credentials to show you which part of heaven your group goes to. Phyllis and I experienced some, what would you call it? Prejudice? A while back in an area, I guess I should have expected it. I preached on it recently. But we had some folks that wouldn't sell us some clothes because I preached prosperity. They said, no, we can't sell them to you. So I guess prejudice exists in all kinds of places. But Phyllis said something really good. Of course, you know, he told that to my wife. He said she was trying to buy something from me. And he said, no, can't sell that to you. Why? Because your husband preaches prosperity, abundance. But I thought she had the best response. She said, there's a reason why he came across us. We're going to pray for him. Is that right? God's going to get a hold of him. How many think it's a better testimony if he gets enlightened? Absolutely. But, you know, you can get huffy about any kind of little thing. What do you mean you can't sell it to me, my kind? What do you mean? But see, that's strife. And that's being a baby. That's being a baby. Because when you grow up, you don't just see things through how it affects your pride. You see through the eyes of love. And with a whole lot of folks, you just need to say, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. They don't know what they're saying, what they're talking about. Be like the master. Somebody say, I'm growing up. I'm growing up. I'm developing. Hallelujah. What does that mean when you grow up? No strife. No envying. No division. It's just love. Faith. Hallelujah. Wisdom. Glory to God. And it's freedom. Ain't no fun being mad all the time. Ain't no fun going around with a chip on your shoulder. Because you start looking for it, you're going to start seeing it even when it's not there. You go, what are you looking at? And it could have been that flower behind you. Right? Could have had nothing to do with you, but you will get to seeing stuff that's not even there. And whatever you judge somebody else that they're doing, you will wind up doing. That's the scripture says that. Judge and you'll be judged. It's just a lot more fun. Walk in love. Mercy. Sow mercy, reap mercy. Sow grace, reap grace. Sow kindness and reap kindness. Let's keep going. One says, I'm of Paul. Another says, I'm of Apollos. He said, you're carnal. Carnal. Who's Paul? Talking about himself. Who's Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. Keep going. I have planted. Planted what? The incorruptible seed of the Word of God. I planted, Apollos watered. But God gave the increase. Hallelujah. Say it out loud. Planted, watered, increase.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.